Get ready. It's time for the Idaho Podcast with your host, Danny Ventura. Welcome to the Idaho Podcast, where we feature the people who live, work, and play in Idaho. This is a special edition of our Idaho Podcast because it is Old Fashioned Friday. So cheers to all of you out there. And we're enjoying a couple of old fashions with my friend David Foster, who's with me today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
David has a fascinating background and something I feel like all the listeners should be able to hear about and learn about, because it's a really cool website that I think is super helpful to anybody who lives in Idaho or is moving here. A lot of great information. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, we always start with your Idaho story. And yes. I know that you were born originally in Oakland, California. And then in 1976, you moved to Idaho with your mom and went to high school here. And then eventually you went back to California to go to college. And my understanding is you missed Idaho so much, you decided to move back. So tell me the rest of your Idaho story.
Yeah. Moved back here in 76. My mom brought us up here. She had family up here. And went through junior high and high school here, graduated from Nampa High. And after high school, I decided I was going to try my shot in college. So I went down to Sacramento and went to college there for a year. But I just missed Idaho, missed my family. So I moved back and I've been here ever since.
All right. What is it about Idaho that made you miss it when you left the first time?
Idaho has so many different things to offer. I love the small town feel. Which we've kind of gotten away from lately with all the population growth. But I love the mountains. I love the lakes. I just enjoy being outdoors. And Idaho has such a variety of outdoor activities, from whitewater rafting to mountain biking to skiing. It's unlimited on what you want to do.
For sure. We love it here. And I've only seen a small fraction of it, to be honest. And we try to go out often and go explore, because there is so much beauty here and just so much to see. And I try to encourage other people to do the same thing, because to your point, the whitewater rafting, the hiking, the fishing, holy cow. I mean, we could go on and on about how many things there are to do here.
Yes.
So pretty cool. You also own a company called Auto Enhancements, and your company specializes in paint repair primarily for auto dealerships. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I've been in the car business pretty much since college. I worked for a Dodge dealership for 17 years in Caldwell, and I needed a change of pace, and I knew there was a niche for automotive paint repair. Vehicles come in from the transport companies from the factory, and they get dinged up and scratched and rock chips and minor damage, and we're able to go to the dealership and fix any paint issues that they have, from rock chips and scratches to actually painting small items like mirrors and door handles and moldings, gets the vehicle repaired faster, because we can do it usually the same day, and it gets the car to the customer quicker than a typical body shop.
Got it. And so you probably do work on not only the brand new cars that might have gotten damaged in transit, but you probably do some work for resales as well. Is that
resales for the dealership's customers that mm-hmm. damage their own vehicle? Mm-hmm. And for especially with the certified pre-owned industry that's been booming these last several years, they have to be in tip-top shape to be considered certified. And so we go through and fix any paint issues with those too.
Fascinating. It never ceases to amaze me how many types of business opportunities are out there. It's incredible. So, well, that's great. And you've been doing that most of your career.
I started in 2005.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
It's been a bit. All right. And then switching gears a little bit, in 2019, I guess right before the pandemic, you came up with this idea of an online Idaho community. And then you came up with this name, and ultimately built a Facebook page, and of course now an awesome website that we talked about at the opening. But tell us a little bit about this 43rd State of Mind.
Yeah, I had a brainstorm idea. I've always wanted to include everything that Idaho has to offer, from our majestic mountains to our rivers And we have so much hidden beauty just in our backyards that people that lived here all their lives don't even know. And I wanted to be able to involve people that live in Idaho or moving to Idaho as a resource page so they can find out all kinds of information. And our website allows that. We have so many features on the website that people can explore Idaho from the outdoor aspect to even our local events page.
Awesome. And I love that on the website, not only do you have some features also that we're going to talk about in a second, but you have so many things about Idaho that like you said, the outdoors, the hiking, fishing, camping, there's so many things on there and so many great resources that I noticed when I went through the site. And what is your ultimate goal with the website, on a long-term basis?
In the long term, I would like to be able to grow the website and have additional features. But I want it to be like a resource page for anybody who has any questions. On the website, we have 43 fun facts about Idaho. We have a page about Idaho history and culture, kind of how the state's evolved. And I've been thinking about doing a potato page. We're famous for our potatoes. And I thought maybe do a potato page where you could find everything you want from recipes to varieties of potatoes and how they're grown and what the Idaho industry is on potatoes. So the website's unlimited on what we can do with Idaho.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. And by the way, there's not one potato that I've met that I didn't like. So I love
them all myself.
I like the idea of the potato recipes. That's great.
Yeah.
And I also noticed you have a spot where you'll spotlight local small businesses as well.
Yes. It's our local business spotlight. And every month we feature a local Idaho business that sells Idaho products or services. And it's a kind of a part of the community where I help advertise for them. They give discounts that are exclusive to our website so that people that visit the website can enjoy the discount while it's giving them exposure. And we also help advertise each other's business on social media.
And I'm angling to be one of those spotlights for the Idaho podcast.
Absolutely. We'll make room for you. I am booked up about 4 months in advance.
Not a problem. I'm really half joking, but only half joking.
Half joking.
I love the premise of the website, and I love the website itself. And again, for those of you who aren't aware of it, it's www.43rdstateofmind.com. How'd you come up with that name?
It's kind of a play on words. I was actually mowing the lawn one day and had the song New York State of Mind stuck in my head. And I thought, well, I just got back from a hike. So I was thinking the Idaho State of Mind. And then it led to, well, I wonder what state in the Union Idaho was. And it's the 43rd. So it's like, okay, it's the 43rd state of mind. And that has so many different references about Idaho, about our state of mind as a state and as an online community, how we're, welcoming everybody from all backgrounds, from all interests, and we're trying to make it all inclusive.
So cool. And then you also have a special feature on the site that is a treasure hunt. And I know we live in the Treasure Valley, and this is your second treasure hunt. Tell us the reasoning or what was the impetus of starting that and why you do that.
Well, the whole idea is to get people outdoors. We have a brilliant history in Idaho, and I buried 43 ounces of Idaho silver from the Sunshine Mining Company in northern Idaho. We have some rare star garnets, which is the Idaho gem, and it's only found in India and Idaho, nowhere else in the world. So it's very rare. And we've designed 43 clues and riddles and poems that if you can decipher all the clues will lead you to the buried treasure.
And are those clues on the website?
Those clues are available on the website. There's 43 of them, and it does have a cost of $43, a dollar per clue. And I want people to get their family together around the kitchen table and bring out a map and solve the riddles and the puzzles and get an idea where it could be. Take the family out for a Sunday drive and go exploring and see if they can find the buried treasure.
Wow. And so this is your second one.
Yes.
How long ago was the first one found?
The first one we buried in September, and it was found at the end of October.
Oh, fast.
Yes. And the couple that found it.
Maybe you didn't hide it so well.
I think the clues are maybe a little too easy. The couple that found it, she is a geologist. She studied at the Idaho State University, lived in the area, did her studying in the area that we buried it. So she knew all the clues. She was able to track it down really fast.
Wow. Okay. And then this one, when did this second one just
start? We buried this one in December.
Okay.
And this year, this time we did, instead of releasing all the clues at once, we did them in phases. We did four individual phases, the first 10, then the second 10, third 10, and then the final 13. And we spaced them out about 4 to 5 weeks apart. That way people could get the clues, kind of decipher, kind of narrow down where they think it might be. And then February 29th, we released all the clues.
And has it been found?
Not yet.
All right.
And this one is buried quite well. It is definitely findable with all the clues, but you're going to have to get out and explore Idaho to find it.
I love that. So, and tell me again, what's buried?
We have 43 ounces of Idaho silver, 6 star garnets.
Okay.
We have some Owyhee jasper jewelry, which is quite beautiful. Idaho amethyst. We have one of our original prototype 43rd State of Mind t-shirts and a beanie, because when we buried it, it was December. We have a 43rd State of Mind leather patch beanie. This is also available on the website. And it's all in a treasure chest. And you have to, part of the riddles is unlocking the combinations to the treasure chest.
Ah, I love that. And I appreciate, by the way, the apparel that you brought as a gift for me.
You're more than welcome.
And because of that, I have to promote it. So go on that website, and really cool hat and a really cool shirt with the 43rd State of Mind printed on it. And the leather emblem on the hat is really cool too.
Thank you.
But thanks again for that.
You're more than welcome.
So I love the idea of the treasure hunt, and you'll have to let me know when do you announce it on the website when somebody wins it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Part of the rules and the guidelines that they have to print out is one of that they have to video document it and take pictures while they're exploring, one to create memories for them. And one, so, that I know it's been found. They have to notify me either via email or phone call. And then once it's found, I stop all sales. So nobody's going to buy clues to a treasure that's already been found.
God. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. That's the only ethical thing to do.
So, you know, you've lived, as we said, you've lived in Idaho most of your life while you were born in California, but you've been here the majority of your life. And we live here in what's called the Treasure Valley, as we all know, that really is comprised or encompasses the cities of Boise, Meridian, Nampa, Eagle, Star, Cuna, Caldwell, and Middleton. And living here in Idaho, or living in the Treasure Valley, I should say, what about Idaho do you want people to experience and treasure most?
There are so many things to experience and treasure. People just have to get out and do things, a mountain bike, hike, fish, whatever desires they have, just go do it. Wineries is a big thing right now. Idaho, especially southwestern Idaho, is getting big in the wine industry. They have wine, in fact, this month, small business spotlight is Idaho Wine Tours. And so much they can find from those things, those adventures. There's just so much to enjoy. Just go do it. Whatever your desire is, you can do it here in Idaho.
Yeah, that is great too. And so today we're having, as I had mentioned earlier, we're having old fashions because you are quite the old fashioned aficionado. I was a little afraid to make you an old fashioned, but I think
wonderful.
So far it's okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, he did a great job.
and I know, so we smoked them and we did the whole 9 yards, and it's I think it's delicious. But you were telling me about, you also make your own old fashioned sweetener.
I do.
Basically. Okay.
I do.
Mix.
Yeah. Do you want my secret recipe?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is brown sugar, cloves, and almond extract, and you boil it all together and then strain out the actual cloves, and it's quite tasty.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think it is amazing myself. I will bring you a sample over.
I'll take it, and okay. I'll make you another old fashioned with it.
That sounds great to me.
and the nice thing is, so a lot of people use simple syrup in their old fashions. I love not using just, you know, sugar water. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, I use real maple syrup, and as I shared that with you, but I love this what you're using, your ingredients with the brown sugar and the clove, and oh, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah, I use organic cloves, organic almond oil, and ungranulated brown sugar. Unrefined brown sugar.
Oh, unrefined. Yeah. Okay. Well, that good. That matches me because I'm unrefined as well. So.
Me too, obviously.
cheers to that.
Yes. Let's do that.
So we deviated a little bit here and got into the old fashions, which I'm always up to, especially on a Friday afternoon. But is there, you know, being here so long, is there anything about Idaho that you would change at this point?
No, I don't think so. You know, some people complain about the influx of people. It's going to happen. Our valley's growing, the state's growing. Just be welcoming. Just enjoy your life. Accept people. Accept the changes that are coming. I know roads are a big deal here. We don't quite have the infrastructure. Be patient on the roads. Just, you know, be kind to each other. Mm.
I think that's a good life thing, no matter where you live. Be kind, right?
Yeah.
And then, as you know, we do every show. The acronym for the Idaho podcast is TIP, T-I-P. So what would be your tip to our listeners today? And again, it could be anything. It could be an Idaho specific thing, or it could be a tip about life, or it could be you kind of gave us a tip on old fashions, but what would be your tip to our listeners today?
I think my tip would be to get up, get out, and go adventure. We have a wonderful state that needs exploring. We have wonderful neighbors that you need to meet. We have wonderful restaurants. Just get out and enjoy whatever excites you. Go adventure, no matter what the adventure is.
Get up, get out, and go adventure. Is that what you said? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I love that. Get up, get out, and go adventure. And that really, especially here, because there's so much to see and so much to experience, that we're really shortchanging ourselves if we don't get out there and do that.
Absolutely.
Well, David, what a pleasure it was to have you on the show today and to enjoy these old fashions with you and getting to know more about the 43rdstateofmind.com. And I really encourage you folks to go on that website. There's a lot of fantastic information and resources available to you. And David's just a swell guy anyway. So you want to support you want to support that cause. And go look for the treasure, because there's 43 ounces of silver and there's some garnets, and holy cow, it sounds like there's quite a bit of treasure to be found. So go out and get out there, because it's worthwhile, I think. So
thank you.
So yeah. So let's finish the show today with, remember to get up, get out, and go adventure. And thank you for joining us again on the Idaho podcast. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time. Take care.